Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Attention! It's the end of the show show. 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 Hi, and welcome to Gregor's End of the Show Show, where we wrap up everything that happened in Seattle for the nerds and on the internet every weekday morning. Good morning to you. I'm Gregor, host of Mornings on 107.7 The End. I've said the M word like four times already. We do nerd talk. Oh, there's going to be a new episode of the Full 90 Extra Time podcast. It's going to be full of jokes. Not necessarily good ones, but jokes for sure. You'll forgive me, I'm using a cough drop right now because yesterday was the MLS Cup final and we went berserk.
In case you missed it, it's the news.
Seattle Sounders FC win their second MLS Cup final, but their first here at home. Whoa. Mother Nature behaved so 69,274 fans could pack and rock CenturyLink Stadium. As my buddy Sean points out, that's just 146 people short of a perfect 69,420. It sounds like the immaturity of someone who listens to the Full 90 Extra Time podcast. So you gotta think back, it's reminiscent of when Marshawn Lynch was making beast quakes. Seattle Sounders FC fans yesterday got so pumped about the three Sounders goals, because obviously, that it sent off local seismographs. We were being tracked by the people who follow the earthquakes. And not the San Jose earthquakes from MLS. No, 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 like the actual earth shaking. And real quick, the city will honor the team with a parade that takes off from Westlake Park tomorrow. That's Tuesday at noon, headed for the Seattle Center, similar to the last time they won. In non-soccer news, because yes, other things are happening, Billie Eilish says she's going to have new music and it's on the way sooner than you might think. Wednesday, she'll drop a new song, according to Twitter. Everything I Wanted will be the first single since she released her LP earlier this season. This year.
You just got news.
You know, leading up to the match, it was an event that was going to start at noon. I was like, well, that's no fun. No one can really get the hype level up. First of all, we did. 69,000 people and change showed up and went nuts. It was so fun. So fun. Now, obviously, the Beastquake thing I was talking about there, yeah. The yelling was good. But by the end of the match, I looked down. It was kind of dark and gray out, Seattle in the fall, you know. And I was like, oh, man. Now I got to go and get my act together and go to bed and get up and do mornings tomorrow. And I looked at my phone and the screen said 2:19 p.m. That was awesome. It was super cool to know that it was MLS Cup. The championship game was over by 2 p.m. We still had time to go have fun. I had like 2 more hours before I even went home. Way less of a mess too. That's good. It was good. It was good fun to have that many people out there having a good time, being nice to each other. Shout outs to everyone who was nice to a Canadian. I saw some drunks at the bar afterwards that were kind of hooting and hollering at some fans dressed in red that were hanging out too. And it had to be like, hey, cut it out, man. You didn't actually do anything for the match. You just stood in the stands drunk. And they're just here being cool. And they're being nice to us. Let's just like have fun. The game is over. We know who the champions are. Ooh. Can't wait for the parade tomorrow, noon. Westlake Center, if you're listening to this on Monday, it's on Tuesday at noon. From Westlake Center to all the way down to the Seattle Center, Westlake Park to the Seattle Center, there's going to be a lot of fun. I think I already said that in the news segment. I apologize. But boy, I'm really sorry. I did a ton of yelling. I've had a head cold this whole time. I had a karate guy mad at me. It was super crazy. So I'm just going to cut right to the chase and go right into the fact that I think that we're pretty close to time traveling.
Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah! After looking at a decade of data, weather scientists think that by feeding an AI the right info, that they can predict the time and place of lightning strikes with as much as 80% accuracy. Wow.
You know what that means. By Back to the Future rules, we're just a flux capacitor away from time travel. Also gonna need a DeLorean.
The future of hospital beds could be copper.
Really?
Yeah. Evidently, copper keeps the bacteria at bay and makes for fewer infections.
You sure we aren't just making conductors to cook people? Or maybe we're eager for tweakers to steal more patients?
Yeah, American healthcare.
And finally, the Weather Channel and supercomputer Watson are teaming up to predict exactly when flu season will be at its worst. Oh, someone should definitely check out the app to see if we should pull back on the out-of-control high-fiving that's broken out following that Sounders win.
Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah!
Pretty short pod today. I'm sorry. I'm a mess. Thanks for downloading it. Thanks for telling a friend. Thanks for just hanging out and being cool. I love it. Tweet me at Hey Gregor. At Hey Gregor. And let's be friends. At least online. I don't go out much.
The end of the show show.
Thanks.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.